For June 22nd, 2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Landmarks Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. I'd now like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
The members of the commission here today are
Derek Spears,
Andrew Smith,
Maya Fodi,
Matthew Roman,
Ernestina Fuenmayor,
Annie Mahoney,
and Kristen Miner. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction in historic districts or remodeling of historic structures. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it is subject to rebuttal. Thanks for bearing with me through that intro statement. And we can just jump right in to any items of interest. And Hillary, perhaps you could lead that.
Sure, I just have one quick one. And then I know Derek wanted to mention something. We do have July 14th confirmed as a joint hearing date with this commission and the Design Commission. That is a Tuesday, I believe. So thank you for the extra time, especially on a Tuesday. And we'll be discussing, you'll see two briefings. The Design Commission will actually see three, but we'll be talking about the Burnside Bridge Earthquake Readiness Project and their preferred option that they want to go with, as well as the South Park Blocks Master Plan. Thank you for donating more of your time.
And do you have a confirmed quorum yet, Hillary, from us?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fantastic. Well, thanks to everyone who volunteered to do an extra hearing. Commissioner Spears, did you want to have an item of interest for us?
Yes, this is Commissioner Spears. Please bear with me, I didn't write anything up. We see what's going on in our city, in our nation, and I don't wanna dive too much into all of that. I don't wanna dive too much into the stories. I don't wanna dive into a lot of things. So I think that's happening in our own homes. I know it's happening in mine, between my husband and I. What I do wanna do is, what I've always tried to push myself to do is continue to learn. To continue to understand what's happening out there and continue to use my own place, my access, my entitlement, my privilege that I have to help continue pushing change. And we continue to hear the same rhetorics of equality and equity and all of these things that we really want to have happen. And sometimes, personally, I just don't know what that looks like. I don't know how we do those different things. So I was talking to my husband this weekend, and he shared this illustration with me, and I thought it really kind of surmised kind of the three different platforms. So there's equality, there's equity, and then there's justice. So if you don't mind, I'm going to share my screen really quick, just so you can see what I am referring to. Can everyone see that?
Yep.
Just take a moment just to read that. And then I just want to take a moment to talk about us as a commission. So I found it very interesting, just the difference between the three. We have in our own personal platform a conversation about equity, but we also should be potentially seeking justice. Just in conversations that I've had with the commission over time, I continue to see just small things within our systematic way that we run around historical relevance, historical context, historical conversations, and how that's been captured over time. And that becomes part of the systemic barrier on what areas have been preserved, what areas have been saved, what buildings are being preserved over time. And, you know, as we continue moving forward, what I ask commissioners to do and what I'm trying to do myself is to continue to have this dialogue, continue to talk about how we can find ways in our own work that we're doing here voluntarily to continue to address some of these things. And if you don't agree with it, that's, you know, I'm okay with that as well. What I'd love to have is just continue conversation and continue to come to the table to at least talk about what's out there and then be compassionate about the difference in opinions. We're working on legacy business program right now. I think that's one way to really talk about a way to talk about equity, but also tying in the justice to take down barriers. There are a lot of other things that we can dive into, and that's what I'm looking for, is just examples that are things that are out there. How do we help? How do we continue to break down the systematic barriers that are built, even within what we do? Land use questions, you know, how we talk about historic things, cultural relevance. History is being made literally right now. If you haven't walked through downtown, if you haven't had that chance yet, there are beautiful murals everywhere. And they replace what was the destruction that happened from those who were out there destroying the city. That's history. I don't know if we even have a way to even grab that and take that and use that as something down the road. The ply boards that are up, the artwork that's being put around the city, these are just thoughts that, you know, my husband brought up to me. Friends of mine were talking this weekend about how do we preserve pieces like that? Do we have anything in place to even think about how to grab that piece of history now and bring that forward? And I think about just the concept of art in general. Art is therapy. I had the beautiful privilege of going to Medellin, Colombia, and going into what they call Commune 13. The short end of that story is that Commune 13 was where a lot of drug trafficking took place. It was one of the most dangerous cities in the world. And it was through the Pablo Escobar times. It was a lot of Afro-Colombian people who lived there, so people from African descent who were in South America, living in that area, and a lot of other immigrants that were in that area as well. And the country didn't know what to do, how to handle the situation. And what they did is that they actually took their bombs, their helicopters, their tanks, and they rolled in on an area and leveled it. They leveled it and displaced and killed hundreds and thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands of people in an area. And it took years for them to recover from that through that period. What they ended up with is something I want to share with you as well. And it was, are you able to see this, the picture?
Yeah.
The whole neighborhood has now been rebuilt and it's all art. It's an art that tells you the history of what happened, how they got there, and then how they are trying to rebuild themselves. You get pictures like this that talk about the Afrocentric pieces and how important that is to the Colombian heritage. and just in general. And if you see the circles and dots that are in the actual picture, those are the bullet holes that went through that picture. That's where they shot and where people were shot, either from the, you know, from the Pablo Escobar gangs to the military themselves. So I just bring this as a point as I'm trying to find new and innovative ways to, one, how do we use our place to, if we're going to set a precedent, let's set it on trying to continue to unravel these systemic things that are out there. If we're going to have a conversation about what can we do, how can we do it, and how can we be forward thinking so history isn't captured 20, 30 years down the road, it's happening in front of our face. And I would appreciate dialogue around that. If not today, at some other time, if it's a retreat, whatever that happens, I would love dialogue around that place. How do we help? How do we continue to do what I think is important to all of us on this commission? So that's kind of where I want to leave things. And I appreciate you giving me a chance to just talk about this.
That's really great. I really appreciate you bringing that forward. And I really would like to have more dialogue as a commission about it. And my personal reaction to, you know, trying to do something to really support this cause is that we've started to do it a little bit incrementally. As a white person, I'm really cautious about putting forward things, you know, like, oh, here's what we should be doing. Because, you know, this is a moment in time that, honestly, you know, white people should be listening, you know, to voices such as yours, Derek. But at the same time, you know, this shouldn't be all on you. It's not something that you have to sort of figure out what we are going to do. So I think, you know, sort of trying to find a good balance and really having us work together on, you know, some concrete ideas and some, you know, ways to go ahead and, you know, push some, you know, whether it's preserving some of the things that have happened downtown or, you know, really reaching out to individual neighborhoods and how we can do that just as, you know, people going forth to listen to, you know, communities that haven't been listened to much in the past, especially not in the world of preservation. I don't know, but I definitely think we should put aside a good chunk of time soon, and it's probably better done as a retreat.
Can I say something?
Oh, yeah.
I would echo Derek's call that if you have not been downtown, you should definitely go, because there's some really powerful art happening there. There's also some really powerful statements that maybe aren't considered art and that probably wouldn't end up being preserved, such as the graffiti on the Justice Center, but there are incredible pieces of art. And I think that the Landmarks Commission as a body, especially if you're informed by going to look at some of that stuff, you could reach out to RAC and encourage them to consider what they might want to preserve out of that stuff. A lot of that stuff was created by people in the public just claiming a piece of plywood. So, you know, there's some potential ownership there, but they did put it on pieces of plywood that are strapped to private buildings. So I just think it's a conversation that could be opened with somebody or some entity that has the ability to preserve or at least catalog some of that stuff.
Yeah, I'll weigh in as well if I could. This is Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Spears, I also really appreciate you bringing this forward. And my family and I drove through downtown on Friday, and I was really struck by the quantity and just quality and expression that was going up on all that plywood downtown. And one thing that occurred to me is, you know, I plan to encourage my clients at the Portland Art Museum to perhaps get involved with this and document it, try and accumulate it, something, or be at least be involved in the conversation about it, because I think this is a really historic time, and I think gathering all that up, you know, and keeping it is an important thing for our community.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you so much, Derek. This is Commissioner Mahoney. Sorry, Maya. Thank you so much for bringing that up. And I am particularly interested in learning more about the justice piece and what we do and having a discussion around that. Because I've been doing a lot of listening and reading and trying to educate myself. So I appreciate a perspective to continue that education, my education. So thank you.
I second all the commissioners. Thank you, Commissioner. This is Commissioner Foti, Commissioner Spears, for bringing it up. I also want to, I think this would be a great topic for the retreat. And I know in general, I feel just sort of overwhelmed and kind of helpless. Like, what can I do? There's so much, what can I do? I don't know what to do. And I feel like it would be interesting to brainstorm. I think one thing that we did is specifically for the Landmark Commission, right? Because that's our purview and that's what we have some influence over. Like the African-American MPD, I mean, that seemed like something that was really tangible and something that was helpful, and the National Register nomination came out of it. Maybe we can brainstorm some other ideas and what we can do that's nuts and bolts, and then sort of maybe have a task force within the HLC, you know, that says we're going to focus on this thing as one of our, you know, one of our projects, so that we have like measurable, this is what we're going to focus on, we're going to do this. And it can't be everything, but even if we do one tangible, real, helpful thing and we commit to finishing it, how I feel like that would be something that I would feel like I can wrap my head around and focus on. So I think coming up with a couple of things like that and identifying who's doing it and what the timeline is, that would, with my architect brain, I would, you see what I'm saying, as opposed to just talking about and feeling, I don't know what I'm going to do, and so many options, and that way we can kind of like commit to it and be proud that we did it and did something. So I hope we can talk about that at our retreat.
This is Commissioner Roman. If I can just add thanks to Commissioner Spears, and also to note that, you know, we did have a victory to celebrate, and congratulations to Kristen Meyer and ourselves getting the recommendation at least to go forward. And I was kind of just happy to hear it on so many different media platforms, you know, from the left to the right. It was a community celebration that I heard, and so special. Just thanks to Kristen for doing such a great job on that. And I think it's, while it's not related directly to what's going on, it does relate to the milestones that you know can be accomplished. And so we all have to stay positive. And I think I like Kristen as a white person. It's like, I don't feel like I have much to say. I just have a lot to learn. And so anyway, let's keep educating ourselves and being open to change, because that's the biggest thing, is people don't like to change. And so we just need to accept that change is a good thing. So anyway, thank you all.
This is Commissioner Fangmayor. Commissioner Spears, I really want to thank you for bringing this up. I want to thank you for giving even a broader view beyond the U.S. and I think we also can learn from those countries and many countries that have been through processes like this. They have, years later, they have been preserved, but I think some of them started early on and we can probably see the results and learn from them, do more research on what's being done. I mean, we have processes from, you know, the Berlin Wall and things that have been changed through the world, and they have been, I remember in Spain, when I went to Spain, that you could walk through the campus and you can see the bullets that were from the Civil War everywhere. And they were reminders and there were plaques and information everywhere about what the Civil War was. And so there, I know that there's some things that we need to just act now, since many things might be forgotten. But I agree also with Commissioner Fadi that I like to see something more action done and have measurable goals. And I really would like to be part of, if we do a task force, maybe we divide it in different ones so we all, each one can have a small piece of it. I would really like to be part of that process too. So thank you. And I look forward to talk more about this, not only the retreat, but maybe a little bit in each of our sessions, just to mention and not forget about where we stand on it. To get a kind of update on that. Thank you.
And I just want to say again, I always do this because I want to continue thanking you all for this to happen. You know, without going into my story, you know, when I talked to Kristen before I became a commissioner, I didn't come from a place that your faces would have these conversations with me this way. So it helps me when I talk to others and they ask, where are we at? Where are we going? How do we find hope in some of these things? These moments are my hope, that people who don't look like me, who haven't had my experiences, can listen and they can learn and we can move forward. So I appreciate that. So I'll always be indebted to you all and thankful to you all for these moments. So again, thank you for that.
I think we feel the same way.
I guess I would, as one last piece of that, Commissioner Smith, I know you mentioned you have, you know, your client is the Portland Art Museum, and Commissioner Roman, if I recall, I think you had a role looking at murals with RAC at some point. Is that right? Or am I forgetting? Oh, it was Commissioner Mahoney. Okay. I guess I would ask both of you, Commissioner Smith and Mahoney, if you would be willing just to have a quick conversation with that body and then let us know if, you know, if they're open to sort of continuing this conversation or if they are already doing something and if we could be involved, you know. So this is just specifically about the pieces that are downtown, you know, all the art on the plywood, and then, you know, we can have a further conversation once we know what RAC and Portland Art Museum are considering or would be open to. Thanks.
This is Hillary. I also have a contact at OHS that I could reach out to about archiving some of this work.
That would be great.
But in addition to that immediate task, I think I'm going to look into potentially maybe setting up a OneDrive folder where we can dump information that we want to share and just have access to permanently so that we don't have to send each other articles via email. It could just be a repository.
Awesome.
And then looking into a retreat date, which we need anyway, but maybe we can bump up the timeline for that.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other items of interest?
I just wanted, before we leave that, I missed the date on the joint commission hearing. Could you repeat that, Hillary?
July 14th, Tuesday, I believe.
Great, thanks.
Okay, The next item on the agenda is a briefing. So I'm not sure.